Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket.
Do what you know and invest where you know.
Are you ready for the best real estate investing advice ever? Join Joe Fairless and today's best ever guests as they share it with you. It's the best ever advice with none of the fluff. Let's go.
My mom always said it's rude to keep people waiting. Well, best ever listeners, that's exactly what you're doing if you're not funding your deals with our best ever sponsor, Patch of Land. Patch of Land is a crowdfunding marketplace that matches up your deals with accredited and institutional investors who want to invest in your deal. Patch of Land literally has thousands of investors ready to fund your next deal. You don't want to keep them waiting, do you? And guess what? It's a lightning quick process too. In fact, the average Patch of Land loan closes in just 7 days. Is a 5 to 7 day close faster than how long it currently takes you to close on financing? And just think, wouldn't it be wonderful to have all of your financing needs taken care of for all of your deals? How many more deals could you close if you already knew where the money was coming from? With Patch of Land, you no longer have to worry about the financing part. They've got it taken care of for you. Go to Patch of Land and find out how to get your next deal funded by the thousands of investors waiting for you right now. Go to patchofland.com. That's PATCHOFLAND.com.
Hi, best ever listeners. Welcome to the best real estate investing advice ever show. I'm Joe Fairless, and I'm here with today's guest, Jordan Fishfeld. Hi, Jordan.
How are you?
I'm doing well, and Jordan is joining us from Chicago, Illinois, where he is the founder and CEO of Peer Realty, which is a crowdfunding platform that's focused on opportunities in the Midwest United States. He is a former finance attorney and an active real estate investor. He's got his JD and MBA from University of Miami, so he's 10 times smarter than I am. And he is planning a wedding right now, which is scheduled for March 28th, coming very soon. So congratulations on that, Jordan. And with that being said, Jordan, can you give the best ever listeners a little bit more about your background and what you're focused on now?
Yeah, perfect. And thanks for having me. My real estate background really started in college. I bought my first property, started managing and growing my portfolio, and had been really doing that ever since while, you know, growing my career as an attorney. While in law school, they were discussing the passage of the Jobs Act and really going through the legislative hurdles. And it became of interest to me, and it was something that I kind of followed. Initially I thought, you know, this would be a great way to grow, you know, my own personal portfolio through crowdfunding. I always was very confident in my deal diligence and my deal selection. And, you know, with this new ability to publicly solicit capital, I thought, oh, wow, that I can do this now and grow my portfolio. This is probably early 2013-ish. And, you know, there really wasn't much going on in the Midwest as far as crowdfunding platforms. And so, you know, what was a problem for me turned into the creation of a solution for, you know, what I believe to be, you know, most of the Midwestern operators right now.
You said you bought your first property and managed it in college. Can you walk us through that purchase?
Yeah, it was basically a single condo that we purchased as a family and rented it out to college students. And from there, you know, did the same thing when I was in law school and the same thing when I moved basically to every new city that I live in. It's kind of the first opportunity. First thing I do is walk the city, find the neighborhood that I think is really moving forward and start buying property.
And do you typically buy condos? And if so, why condos versus single family homes?
It really depends on the market. You know, my personal preference at the moment is really mixed use in developing neighborhoods. Chicago has a lot of opportunity for that, and specifically in certain neighborhoods and areas that that I found are underserved. You know, that was kind of more on my personal investment side. On you know, what we do with crowdfunding is really a little bit different and focuses on, you know, portfolio diversification and that ability for the first time.
So let's talk about crowdfunding. You know, you've got a crowdfunding platform, and as you are well aware, there are crowdfunding platforms popping up, you know, as quick as, you know, where we can say that crowdfunding platforms are popping up. I mean, I think the growth in this industry is tremendous. And the reason why, and you know this, but for the best ever listeners who haven't, you know, listened to some of the crowdfunding platforms, is because only 8% of the population out there are accredited investors. And right now, accredited investors are the ones who can invest in crowdfunding opportunities. But as the regulation continues to evolve, then it's, you know, perhaps in the future, it's going to open up to a wider audience. So basically, you've got 8% of the customer base now can open up to perhaps 100% of the people out there in the future. And that's why this is ripe for opportunity. Plus, it is a more efficient way based on the type of opportunity that you're looking for as a borrower to, you know, to raise money. So with crowdfunding in particular, you know, knowing that the space is so crowded, what are, no pun intended, I really didn't mean to do that. what are you all doing? Is it from a market or region standpoint? Because I noticed that your website says you focus on Midwest opportunities. Is that your differentiating feature?
It's one of, definitely not the exclusive differentiation. That, you know, we really focus on larger institutional transactions, private equity co-invested deals, giving not only those, you know, when the non-accredited investors are capable of investing, but not only them the opportunity to invest in deals that they couldn't invest in traditionally, but even our accredited investor users. You know, these are deals that traditionally sponsors and equity partners, you know, wouldn't really accept somebody for $150,000, $250,000. And we've brought that minimum down to $5,000. So, you know, in reality, we truly feel that we've democratized, you know, the investment process and the investment opportunities across, you know, institutional quality deal flow.
So institutional quality deals, and, you know, I've interviewed at least 5 crowdfunding CEOs, and I've heard something very similar to that. Not to pick on you, I just heard something very similar where we bring institutional quality deals to, you know, people who are accredited investors and who don't necessarily have that access. So, in addition to bringing institutional quality deals, I'm not trivializing that. But in addition to that, what other differentiating features are you positioned to do? Is it from a region standpoint? Is it a process standpoint? Or
yeah, well, I mean, initially our focus is very much on the Midwest. I think our Midwestern user base and focus allows for kind of investment opportunities closer to home. Again, I think, you know, of the number of crowdfunding platforms that you may have interviewed, you know, if they are working with institutional quality deal flows, I think that's the limit. It's not the 750 or so platforms that exist that are offering institutional quality deals. I think it's really a limited focus. And that being said, it's more the partners that you're working with, not the platform's institutional experience.
Right.
So for us, you know, our partners are you know, the best in class, and similar to what you've seen over at Fundrise. You know, they've done some fantastic deals, and that's kind of what we're looking to bring to the Midwest. I think their focus right now on the coast is very exciting for everybody, and this is kind of what we're planning to do with our Midwestern partners.
And that makes a lot of sense, because I only interview the best of the best, my friend, and that's why you're on the show. So they, you know, clearly, you know, the institutional quality deals with the people I've interviewed at Patch of Land, at Fundrise, and at you know, Peer Realty. That makes sense. It's a good group. And
yeah, and as far as our process is concerned, just as a note, yeah, I mean, our diligence team at the same time is. You know, all trained at some of the, you know, largest real estate private equity firms and institutional merchant banking firms in the country. And so we're very confident that, you know, the deals that we'll be providing will be appropriate investment opportunities. But we also are very aware of the fact that, you know, it's not necessarily our job to tell our investors what type of investment to invest in, really giving them the opportunity to make their own investment decision with all of the necessary information and ensuring that the information is accurate and appropriate for the asset. And so, you know, what we see is an opportunity for our investor base to not only diversify their portfolio into real estate, but diversify their portfolio into geographically and asset specific diversification. So, you know, while it might make sense to have you know, a real estate debt instrument on your portfolio balance sheet, it may not. If you're, you know, a 31-year-old really looking to grow your wealth opportunities, then, you know, a 4%, 5% debt instrument might not make sense, whereas a development project might, even though the risk profile is a little bit higher. And so our diligence team is really focused on ensuring that the assumptions made by the sponsors are appropriate for the region and for the asset class, but not making those decisions for our investors exclusively. And I think that's also a major differentiator for, you know, what we're looking to do. It's really not kind of direct our investors to what is appropriate for them, but just provide an appropriate level of confirmed information for them to make their, you know, investment decision.
Can you define institutional quality deals just like from a high level in two or three sentences, just so we know what you mean by that?
Yeah, I think it's really looking at developers and sponsors who either on the operator side have, you know, probably plus $100 million in assets under management, or as long as the equity co-investor is a private equity firm that similarly has, you know, 100 plus million under management.
And can you talk a little bit about the Midwest and why you focused on the Midwest, and what are the kind of the pros and cons of investing in the Midwest? I know it's a large region, so it's tough to generalize, but if you want to identify maybe a couple markets, you know, however you want to approach that.
Yeah, I think, you know, I've lived in New York City, I've lived in South Florida, I've lived in now Chicago, so I have a fairly intimate understanding of those markets. I invest in Colorado as well, so fairly comfortable with that market as well. The Midwest is an interesting market, specifically from an investor standpoint. The operators, equity firms, and accredited investors are very interested in keeping their dollars close to home. And so we see, you know, Chicago as one of the hubs of real estate investing and one of the larger, you know, real estate focused populations, but there really wasn't an opportunity in the crowdfunding space. And so, you know, in knowing that kind of focus, that's not the word I'm looking for, but excitement in investing close to home, and there not really being that opportunity, you know, we really saw a place to grow the business. Chicago as a city, I think, is a very exciting place to invest, but it's very hard for outside investors to really understand the market. It has pocket neighborhoods that are surrounded by, you know, riskier areas. And so without somebody on the ground who really understands the intricacies of each neighborhood in the city, there are really a lot of mistakes that can be made. And so, you know, we really take a localized approach to each of our investment opportunities and ensuring that at least a member of our diligence team has transacted more than one deal in that specific location.
What's been the biggest challenge for you personally founding a crowdfunding platform?
To just put up a lot of deals that you know people send you because you want to show, you know, oh, we're up and running and we're actually doing this. So we actually took, it was a lot of energy and thanks to the support of our investor base and our advisors, pulled back from really just launching with you know, whatever we could find and have focused, you know, our initial launch are two fairly large transactions. I think they actually are larger than the industry averages to date. And so that I think was a difficult decision to, you know, forego revenue and forego kind of that speed to market to ensure that our story rings true from beginning going forward.
Where is your company at from a business standpoint? Are you more focused on investors, bringing on accredited investors? Or are you more focused on finding those developers who are qualified?
I think we're always doing both. You know, our investor pool is fairly robust, and our pipeline right now is pretty packed. So we're actually in a great place at the moment. My expectation with the growth of the industry will be, you know, really finding the appropriate deals to offer the investor population and. With the growth of education and shows like yours, our investor population will start flocking to the opportunities.
Jordan, what is your best real estate investing advice ever?
Do what you know and invest where you know.
And why do you say that?
I think it can be very exciting sometimes to invest in a city that you've once wanted to live or where you think it might make sense. But what we've noticed specifically coming to Chicago, realizing, you know, investing in city of Chicago is not the same as investing in the Wicker Park neighborhood or the Old Town neighborhood. And without really understanding, you know, the borderlines of where those neighborhoods end and where things change, you know, you could put yourself in a little bit of a situation.
You ready for the best ever lightning round?
Yeah, let's go.
With some trepidation, we will move forward. First, a quick word from our sponsor.
Could you do more deals if you had more money and didn't have to waste time looking for financing? Are you ready to scale your real estate business and do more deals? Well, let's make that happen. Our best ever sponsor, Patch of Land, is ready to fund your next deal. Patch of Land is a crowdfunding marketplace that has thousands of investors waiting for you right now. Find out more at patchofland.com. That's PATCHOFLEND.com.
Okay, Jordan, best ever book you've read?
Unbroken, just finished. Fantastic.
Best ever listeners, I know you like audio, so you can go to freebesteverbook.com and get a free audio version of a book like that.
Yes, you can. I actually read it. I did it audio.
Boom, there you go. You can not only get a book like that, you can get that exact book, according to Jordan.
Yes.
Best ever personal growth experience and what you learned from it.
Interesting. It would probably be starting a business, and I've learned everything from it. It's an all-encompassing, all-involved process that people like to support, but also like create negativity sometimes around. And that's been just a tremendous experience in being focused and growing personally.
What do you do to combat that negativity?
I think you just surround yourself with people that not those that just say yes to you, those that challenge your thoughts, but are supportive and also have confidence in yourself and what you're doing.
Best ever success habit you practice?
Work harder than everybody else.
Best ever deal you've done?
Probably selling our South Florida portfolio in 2006, 2007-ish, right before the crash.
because you saw the crash coming, you knew it, and nobody else did, right?
I mean, Miami, South Florida is an interesting in place. You know, you see buildings being built, and it's similarly happening right now, which we're actually also thinking about moving out of Florida again with our portfolio. But, you know, there's so many buildings being built and people buying, and it sometimes just doesn't make sense. And at that time, it just didn't make sense at that time. Prices were well above what we thought they should be. And we were able to come back into them, you know, 2 years later for a fourth of the basis.
Best ever project you're most excited about right now?
Probably the upcoming deal that we're announcing, but really everything having to do with the Pure Realty platform is exciting. And working with my team at Elm Spring and 1871, and it's just been really great.
Best ever quote?
Probably Mark Cuban's, "Work harder," or "Work as hard, knowing that the person trying to take it away from you is working 24 hours a day."
Yes, I love that quote.
It's close to it.
It's close, yeah. Well, that's a good paraphrase.
Yeah. It's right around basically, yep. You know, for us at the Pure Realty team, it's really, you know, we outwork as many people as we can, which is, that's what we do.
What's the biggest mistake you've made in real estate or growing Pure Realty?
I think the biggest mistake is probably in the initial stages trying to do everything yourself. I think a big part of growth and even as a developer entrepreneur, the delegation of duty is paramount. And if you're not comfortable with the people around you, then you need to make that change. But you need your time as either an entrepreneur or as a founder or a CEO, it's valuable, and you know, you need to be able to delegate duty appropriately. And I've now have such a great team that it's been a fantastic transition from taking everything on myself to you know, really having the team support.
What's the best ever place to reach you?
Company email. I'm always on it. It's jordan.fishfeld@purerealty.com. If you have deals, send them over.
And I imagine you respond to email fairly quickly because you are working 24/7 like Mark Cuban works, right?
Exactly. If you don't hear from me, there's a reason.
That's right. You're working on something else.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for being on the show and sharing your best ever advice with the best ever listeners, and, you know, talking about what it's like to start a crowdfunding platform and how to differentiate yourself. And, you know, you all are doing a fantastic job of that. I mean, you know, you've got both the quality deal flow, as you talked about, where you're working on larger institutional deals. And I love how you basically said institutional deals is really about finding the quality partners, because really, you know, it's about the working and investing with the bigger players and bringing those types of quality deals, because they have been in the business for so long, to people who might not have had the opportunity to invest in those deals. And I, you know, clearly with your model of the first two deals that you launched being larger than what's typical to launch, you're living and breathing that mentality. And then also focusing in on a particular region. That's not something that I've come across where a company specifically stated that. Well, they might be in practice focusing on the Northeast or the West Coast. They don't specifically say we're focusing on this region. And, you know, on your website, when you Google Pure Realty, the first thing that comes up is that you're focused on Midwest. And I think that's really interesting, because I completely agree. It is important to know that market. And, you know, I don't know Chicago very well, but, you know, like you, I've lived in New York and I live in New York, and there are all sorts of different pockets in New York, from Manhattan to other boroughs, that you need to know where you're investing. And that's true with any other market. So very grateful that you gave the best ever listeners your thoughts and your advice. And before we sign off, I'm actually going to, for the best ever listeners, I've introduced a new segment to the show. This is going to be the first time I've ever done it. So, Jordan, you are breaking ground on this episode.
Sounds good.
Yeah, right before your wedding. So what I've done, Jordan, And I just want to clue you in too, along with the Best Ever Listeners. I've given the Best Ever Listeners an opportunity to get a free shout out on every one of my shows that I remember to do this. And this is from Gene M. I'm not sure if I can say their last name for legal purposes, so I'm just going I'm just gonna say Gene M.
As an attorney, and I will suggest you keep it to just the initial.
There you go. Thank you for that. And Gene is starting his wholesaling company in Santa Barbara, California, and he's looking for, you know, new business partners, people who are looking to find wholesale deals or help him find wholesale deals. He's looking for handymen or handy women who would like to do some work on the properties if they do a fix and flip. So Gene, you can contact him at gene@a-intl.com. Gene, you got to get a different email. You got to get a much smoother email, my friend. But with that being said, Jordan, you have just been a fantastic guest. I'm very grateful for our conversation. Is there anything else that you wanted to mention to the Best Ever Listeners before we sign off?
Just check out purerealty.com and go on and diversify your portfolio into real estate. Looking forward to having you as a user.
Thanks a lot, Jordan. We'll talk to you soon.
Hey, you Best Ever Listener. Do you want more? Then go to joefairless.com, where you'll get tons of free videos, templates, and content to help you get deals done. And remember to subscribe to the Best Ever Show in iTunes so you can keep getting your daily dose of the best real estate investing advice ever.